This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 6, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing has confirmed what has been a foregone conclusion among industry observers. The Dreamliner's first flight is no longer a possibility in 2008. The Associated Press reports Boeing acknowledged on Tuesday the first test flight of its long-delayed 787 jetliner has been pushed off into next year by the 57-day strike by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. Company spokesman Jim Prulks declined a specific prediction. Quote, "The time frame for first flight has not been established and will be based on the strike recovery assessment," unquote. The start of the test flight program has been officially delayed at least four times by Boeing, in September and October of 2007, then again in January and April of this year. The first airline on the delivery schedule is Japan's All Nippon Airways, which says it still has an official date of August 2009. Boeing has promised both investors and customers specific updates once its recovery from the strike is assessed. The latest stop for the recession ferry is Kerrville, Texas. Mooney Aircraft has announced it will cut production as it tries to sell excess inventory into a slumping marketplace. The company says it has no immediate plans to lay off employees, but is not giving details on how many might see their hours cut, how much production will be reduced, or how much excess inventory exists. Mooney spokesman Dave Franson told the Express News, quote, "People are just not making the decision to buy, especially in this high-end part of the market. We're adjusting the rate at which we're building planes," unquote. Mooney's normal production has been running at about 100 planes a year. The production cut comes in a week which has already seen Grob Aerospace enter full insolvency, and Cessna and Hawker Beechcraft announce production and workforce cuts. The rush hour crash of a Learjet into a crowded Mexico City neighborhood Tuesday claimed the lives of all on board, including two prominent officials in the Mexican government. The Houston Chronicle reports Interior Minister Juan Camilo Moreno and former Assistant Attorney General José Luis Santiago Vasconcelos died along with six others. The plane departed the northern city of San Luis Potosi and was on approach to land at Mexico City International Airport. At least 40 people on the ground were injured in the affluent neighborhood where the plane went down, and officials say many more are still missing. Officials say there's no explanation for the crash, but they also say they found no reason to suspect foul play. Hawker Beechcraft reported lower sales and operating income during the 3 months ending September 28th compared to the same period in 2007, resulting primarily from a four-week strike in August by the International Association of Machinists. Net sales for the quarter were $783.3 million. That's down $87.7 million from a year earlier. Deliveries were significantly impacted by the strike, totaling 86 business and general aviation aircraft, down from 106 during the same quarter last year. The strike is no longer an issue, but the economy is. CEO Jim Schuster commented, quote, "We are also closely monitoring global economic conditions to assess the impact on our industry. Going forward, we will be proactive in responding to the evolving economic realities," unquote. The company announced production and staff cuts earlier this week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Yet another mid-air collision ends with no one hurt. Israel's CAA says a passenger changing seats brought down a Cessna 172. And Embraer celebrates a milestone in Japan. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, President Ed Bolin of the National Business Aviation Association joins me to discuss the TSA's Large Aircraft Security Program. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.